club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Thursday, December 5th, goes to a radio analyst in San Francisco named Tim Ryan. Now, it's always hard to give any type of media personality Donkey of the Day because if you talk for a living, eventually you're going to say something that offends people. You're going to say something that's going to piss people off. You're going to say something that people find strange. But that's what makes for good radio, right? Mm-hmm. I personally want everyone to be their true, authentic selves when they're on the radio, and I want them to tell me what they think and nothing else. And that's exactly what Tim Ryan did when he made comments about Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson on a radio show Monday. But you know what I always say about free speech? You can say what you want, but you know you are not exempt from the consequences of said free speech, okay? Tim Ryan was on KNBR in San Francisco, and he was speaking on Lamar Jackson being really good at the faking football. And this white man, he is white, Tim Ryan, he has reasoning as to why he thinks Lamar Jackson is so good at the fake. Can we hear it, please?
He's really good at that fake, yeah. Lamar Jackson. But when you consider when his dark skin color with a dark football, with a dark uniform, you could not see that thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point.
Excuse me? What did he say?
Yo, man.
Steve!
Steve, our cameraman, is a fool, man. he's over there shrugging like,
he got
a point.
No!
Listen, we from the hood. We've all made dark-skinned jokes like this amongst each other as a culture. I mean, your mama's so black she was riding a motorcycle and got a ticket for tinted windows. We've told a dark-skinned person, go in the room, turn the lights off, and close your eyes, no one will see you. But here's the thing. I'm black. And those are jokes, okay? Tim Ryan is white, and he's dead serious. He thinks that Lamar Jackson is good at the fake because the ball, which isn't even the complexion of a black king, is the same color as his uniform, okay? Tim's exact words was dark skin color, dark football, dark uniform. The Ravens' jerseys are purple, which is another joke we would use on dark-skinned brothers and sisters when we were kids, and you're so black, you're purple. Blurple. Is what we would call it. Can we hear that one more time? Let's just hear it one more time.
He's really good at that fake, yeah. Lamar Jackson. But when you consider when his dark skin color with a dark football, with a dark uniform, you could not see that thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point.
The jersey was black when they played the 49ers.
Well, even still, purple, right. Black, whatever. Okay, last time that I checked, word to Nipsey Hussle, the NFL consisted of 70% black players. All right, the Ravens are not the only team with dark uniforms. Why aren't black players on the Oakland Raiders good at the fake? Why aren't the Pittsburgh Steelers black players good at the fake? Why aren't the New Orleans Saints players good at the fake? All their uniforms are black. Tim Ryan, this is why you have to measure twice to cut once. You called into KNBR, so that means you gave this some thought. I could tell when you was talking, you even hesitated a little because you had thought about it, and you was like, should I say this out loud? All right? Before you said it, you had to know before that left your mouth that wasn't something you should say. It is amazing to me that white people still don't understand black excellence. Like, Tim, if this was a game of hot potato, you would be warm because you're close, okay? Lamar Jackson's skin color does have something to do with why he's so good at the fake, because those extraordinary abilities you see that you can't explain, they come from that melanin, all right? As I told you in my first New York Times bestselling book, being black is indeed a privilege. It's an honor. This melanin is magical, and some things just can't be explained. And when you try to explain and give credit to anything else other than just pure black excellence, you end up sounding like you sounded. Please let Kathy Griffin give Tim Ryan the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
I'm mad that he shares the same name as my man Tim Ryan, who is a congressman in Ohio. Drop on the clues bombs for my man Tim Ryan. That's a good white guy right there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, when we come back, ask ye.
Steven, what's on your mind?
Yes, Steve.
What's
Steve.
On your mind?
Come
on,
Steve. Don't do it, Steve.
You want to measure twice to cut one,
come on, Steve?
Steve.
Steve.
If you feel like you shouldn't say it,
you're turning
don't do
red.
It.
You're turning red. You're turning red, Steve. Say it. You want to say it? Yeah.
You want to say it?
All right. Let's see if you measure twice to cut one, Steve. Think about it. Christmas is right around the corner. It's just going to be you
he
and
looks
your dog.
Like he's good at faking.
Okay. All right.
All right.
That's why white people are so good at hockey.
Why are white people so good at hockey?
With the ice, right?
Because what?
Okay.
All right, Steve.
Steve said white people are so good at hockey.
Don't do it.
Because they
my God versus my enemies.
No, ice and white. Oh, it's not two different type of whites.
I don't know where Steve's going, but anyway, ask ye.
800-585. I'm just trying to lift Steve up as much as I can. I hate a broken white man. It depresses me.
Ask Ye is next. You got a question for Ye? Call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.